Welcome back to Letters to a Young Mormon, a limited series from In Good Faith at BYU. I'm Stephen Cap Perry, host of the In Good Faith podcast, and we're reading through Adam Miller's 2013 collection of epistolary essays, Letters to a Young Mormon, with storyteller Sam Payne as the voice of the narrator. And now, Letter 6, titled Prayer.
Dear S, when you pray, the most important thing is to stay awake. To pray, you'll need time, you'll need a private place, a room, a closet, a porch, and you'll need silence. To stay awake, it may be best to avoid praying in your bed or at your bedside. If you want to sit in a chair, hard chairs are better than soft ones. If you want to kneel or sit on the floor, keep your back straight. Speaking out loud, even in a whisper, can help you stay on track. Leaving your eyes open, though unfocused, can also help. Experiment. The rule is, do whatever keeps you praying instead of sleeping. When you pray, notice how the same thing happens almost every time. You address God, and then you start to think about what you should say. And then this prompts you to think about something else. And then, caught up in thinking about this other thing, you forget that you were saying a prayer. Your brain browns out. Eventually, after a few minutes, you remember why you were kneeling there in the first place. And this moment is the key. When, for the first time, you remember this, your prayer can start for real. Don't be discouraged. The substance of a prayer is this willingness to remember, to heave your wandering mind back once more in the direction of God. And then, when it drifts off yet again, to heave it still another time. To pray is to practice remembering God. The more frequently you forget, the more chances you will have to remember, and the more you remember, the deeper your prayer will go. With patience and practice, you will remember God more often. Soon, instead of forgetting God for whole minutes at a time, you will remember Him every half minute or so. When you get that far, keep going. As your prayers gather momentum and that frequency increases, your connection to God will not just spark, but burn. And when that happens, the lights will come on and you'll wake up. In prayer, you can practice remembering God in one of two ways. You can practice by remembering what you were saying, or you can practice by remembering to listen. The first way is important. The second way is imperative. In the first case, you might try asking God for help with specific problems you have. This is good. Or better, you might try asking God to help you help someone else with a specific problem. Or, also excellent, you might try expressing gratitude. For the most part, the more specific you can be and the less your prayers are about you, the better they'll be. Prayer deepens as it moves from self-concern to service to gratitude. But talking is just half a prayer. As a rule of thumb, take however much time you spend talking and then devote at least as much to listening. Listening, though, is harder. Without the thread of a particular concern to guide you, you'll be especially prone to forget. To keep your attention steady, you might go for a walk and, to calm your mind, pay attention to the feel of each footstep. Or you might stay still and pay attention to your breath. In this case, be still and breathe naturally. Feel your lungs slowly expand and contract. Notice how the air is cold when you draw it in through your nose, but warm when your body presses it back out. Let everything settle. Then, against the backdrop of this stillness, note what feelings you have and what impressions come. Don't get carried away by these thoughts or feelings, but sit with them. When you're done, try to act directly on your impressions and try to carry your prayerful stillness into the rest of your day. In all of this, try to pray like Jesus. In His final hours, Jesus modeled two kinds of prayer. In the Garden of Gethsemane, On the eve of his crucifixion, Jesus withdrew from his disciples. Alone, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Matthew 26:39. In all our prayers, we must, in the end, do as Jesus does here. We may express our will to God, but then, in silence, we must submit that will to His. Our willingness to wait on the Lord in silence and listen for His voice is what proves the truth of our continual confession. Not as I will, but as thou wilt. Not my story, but thine. On Luke's account, after Jesus offered this prayer, there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. Luke 22:43. You will find strength in prayer as you submit your will to God's and as your willingness to listen makes God's voice audible. This first prayer, though difficult, is encouraging. The second is more harrowing. The next day, when Jesus was nailed to the cross and mocked by scribes and thieves, darkness shrouded the earth. In this darkness, about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Matthew 27:46. This, too, is a prayer. It is a prayer that arises from an unbroken willingness to wait on the Lord in silence. Sometimes when you pray and wait in silence, a messenger will come. You'll hear the voice of the Lord, and you'll be empowered to do as God directs. But sometimes when you pray and wait in silence, there will be only silence, and you will wonder where God has gone. When this happens, you'll have to make a choice. You'll have to decide whether to get up and leave the room or whether to continue in silence. If you choose the first, then you'll return to the bustle of the world. But if you persist in the second, you may discover something more powerful and primal than the voice of the Lord. You may discover that God's silence is not itself a rebuke, but an invitation. The heavens aren't empty. They're quiet. And God, rather than turning you away, may be inviting you to share this silence with Him. This is part of what atonement looks like, sitting in shared silence with God. I once sat in silence for 10 days. I sat in an old room on the floor. For 7 days, I practiced prayer. I would forget and then remember and then forget again. Sometimes I would forget for hours at a time. Sometimes I would remember for more. On the 8th day, my mind was wild and my heart was restless. I wanted to get up and leave, but I sat. Then, while in that room, sitting on that floor, my heart broke, and I wept silent tears. And I woke up. The summer sun was full in the window, and the air was warm. Be still, the Lord says, and know that I am God. Psalm 46:10. Don't forget to pray. Love, A.
Letters to a Young Mormon, a limited series podcast, is produced by Heather Bigley. Our editor is Josh Orton. Our post-production sound designers are Mark Hansen, Brandon Lewis, Daniel Phillips, and Carly Wilson. The text for this limited series is taken from the second edition of the book, published in 2018 by Deseret Book. Adam S. Miller retains the copyright. This podcast is a production of BYU Radio. I'm your host, Stephen Cap Perry. If interfaith understanding is important to you, tune in to our sister podcast, In Good Faith, committed to the idea that we all benefit from hearing people of widely varying backgrounds share their personal experience with faith and belief. In fact, we think people with such experience deserve some of our best listening. Find In Good Faith wherever you get your podcasts.